We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brett McMurphy joining us now, College Football Insider with the Stadium Network. Brett, how are you?
Hey, good evening. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for joining us. Sure. I'm curious. So I have a note here. Basically, you're 90% sure that there will be no college football season. And here it is in April. And
No, that's not accurate.
Okay.
I told another radio station. They asked me what percent chance did I think there would be a football season in the fall.
Okay.
And I said there's a 90% chance there will not be one in the fall. There will be one in the spring.
Okay, fair enough. I apologize for
difference. That's okay. Okay. There's a big difference there.
No, there is. You're right. Jumping out of buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Okay.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah. No. That's fine. I'm glad you had that clarity because I just have a small note in front of me. So that certainly changes my thoughts on your expectation of 90%, because here I am in April. Here we are in April, and I think September feels like a long ways away. You get what I'm saying here? So it was a bit jarring.
Right. Absolutely. Excuse me. And the reason what I base that on is, look at the number of cancellations we've seen all over the country, all over the world, the U.S. Open, Wimbledon. The Olympics have been pushed back a year. So my thinking is when we get to mid-August, are university presidents going to be able to tell tens of thousands of students, hey, from all over the world, hey, it's safe to come back to campus, take your courses here on campus, everything's fine, everything's safe. I don't think that's going to happen. I think university presidents are not risk takers, and so this would be a monumental, huge risk. Also, I don't know, everyone's waiting for the all clear signal. When will life return to normal? When can we actually go outside our homes? When can we go sit down and eat in a restaurant? When can we be in groups bigger than 10? So because of that, I think that most of these major universities will just have online courses during the fall. We've already seen a number of schools already cancel on-campus summer classes. So I think with online classes in the fall at these major universities, that means no student body on campus. That means no student athletes. That means no football in the fall. However, there is contingency plans that athletic directors and commissioners are working on that if that scenario happens, let's try to get this thing played in the spring. Yeah, that sounds crazy. Yes, the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl could be played around Memorial Day, but that's how imperative and how critical it is to try to recoup some of this football revenue to these athletic programs. And if it means playing at weird times of the year, and yeah, that conflicts with the NFL draft, and yes, some of the top players projected to go to the NFL may just sit out the season. And yes, it's going to interfere with NCAA basketball and a number of other legitimate things that you could bring up. That's how important it is for them to try to get some kind of football season in. So I think that's ultimately what happens, because I just can't see these university presidents opening up their campus to all these students in a few months.
Brett,
I hope I'm wrong, by the way.
No, I know I'm wrong.
I really do.
I'm sure you do. No, without a doubt. Because, we know football is a season, right? It's seasonal. We expect it at a certain time of the year, every year, right, in the fall. And it's weird to hear you say it, and I'm not trying to argue against it, because
no, like, that's fine. Yeah.
I think that having heard you explain it, it makes a little bit more sense than when I originally understood it, and I just wonder. I know that LSU is fine right now, for example, because we're in the heart of LSU country, right, and SEC
right.
country. Most SEC schools are fine right now in terms of their athletic programs and being funded, et cetera. But what do most programs rely on? The revenue from football to help subsidize other athletic programs that aren't profitable, that aren't making money. LSU is one
Absolutely.
Of the LSU is one of the few schools that their baseball program also makes money. They're one of the few schools around the country. The SEC, a lot of SEC baseball schools, a lot of SEC schools, their baseball programs do the same as well, but that's not said for a majority of college baseball programs. So it's kind of jarring to think about, but it almost sounds, Brett, like they're almost going to be forced, no matter what. Cancellation, complete cancellation is not going to be an option. They're going to exhaust all efforts to get a season in at some point.
No, you're absolutely right. And make no mistake, obviously LSU's in a very good situation resource-wise. You know, Texas, USC, you know, you guys know the usual suspects. But still, if we didn't have a season, or even if there was the schools only received half of their usual revenue instead of $100 million or whatever LSU gets every year in football revenue, $80 million, $90 million, whatever the number is, and they only get half of that, it's going to sting. It's going to sting, and it's going to impact every school. Now, obviously, a school like LSU is not going to be impacted maybe the same way as, say, San Jose State. Certainly the Group of Five schools, the FCS schools, if you only play a conference-only schedule, that's one of the options that's being considered, depending on when we get the all-clear to move forward. That would be devastating. That would cripple the Group of Five schools who rely on that one game payday to go play at these huge Power Five opponents. So you're right. You know, the thing is, and it was when you started reeling off all the different schools in the SEC, you actually brought up another good point on why I don't think we'll see a season in the fall. Let's say we won't pick the SEC, but we'll go with how about we go with the Big Ten? And when we get to mid-August, 10 of the Big Ten schools say, hey, we're good to go. We're having studies on campus. Everybody come back. And then you've got four other Big Ten schools who say, you know what, it's not safe here for whatever reason. We're not confident doing it. We're doing online courses in the fall. So then what happens? Does the Big Ten as a group decide, you know what, we're going to push this back to the spring? Or does the Big Ten say, well, I guess we're going to have to fill in games for these four schools who can't play? That's kind of the concern that I have. And so I think because of that, I think once a lot of people have asked me the past couple of days in my interviews, what's the drop dead date? What date should we look at when we could see a resolution with this? I don't know. Bob Bowlesby and Larry Scott have mentioned, you know, in the next 60 to 90 days, Larry Scott maybe said by the end of May. I think what people need to be looking out for instead, start looking around the country and Twitter, wherever else news outlets you look at, and see if you see any major universities announce that they're going to do online courses in the fall. And if you do see that, then I think it's going to be a domino, and you're going to see all these other universities follow suit, because nobody is going to be the one school that says it's safe to bring everybody back. And then a month or 2 months after school starts, then there's another outbreak, it resurfaces, the curve, you know, jumps back up, whatever the scenario might be, and then you're shutting down the campus again for the rest of the semester. So I think they're going to be overly cautious, and because of that, I'm fearful that we're not going to get to play this fall, and I just hope, if that's the case, that we can get this thing done somehow in the spring. It's weird and bizarre, as I'm sure you guys would feel going to a Sugar Bowl and in the sweltering heat in late May.
Brett McMurphy, College Football Insider with the Stadium Network. And if everything you're maybe forecasting comes to fruition, and the sports junkie in me says, okay, All right, so you mean to tell me I'm going to have a college football season and college baseball season to digest all at one time, along with NBA?
And college basketball.
So I'm going, wait a minute. All right.
See, that's the thing. And you talked about LSU, and LSU is one of the rare schools, you're right, that actually makes money on their baseball program. If the season does not start as planned and the amount of revenue is not the same as it's been in past years, there's a lot of schools, LSU is the exception, that are going to have some hard decisions. And that is, they may have to cut some Olympic sports, like eliminate them immediately. Because when the AD walks in the president's office and says, you know what, last year we made 70, 80 million, whatever, in revenue, and this year we're only going to make half of that, the president's going to say, well, how we need to reduce our cost. And the AD can say, well, we can get rid of these five Olympic sports, and that'll help, lower the deficit a little bit. And then the president and AD have a really hard decision. Do they eliminate those sports? Do they try to keep them afloat somehow? Again, keep in mind, donations, which is a big part of all of the universities, the way the economy is, mm-hmm. people are probably not going to be as...
They're holding on to their money.
Exactly. They've got their hands in their pockets. So they're not going to be, you know, throwing money out like maybe they have in the past. So, all the questions you ask are great questions. And then as soon as I answer one, I have 10 more questions for myself.
Uh-huh.
So imagine if you're the athletic directors or commissioners trying to figure this thing out and trying to figure out the best model that works for everybody. But make no mistake, the Power Five commissioners will come up with the plan. It won't be the NCAA. And as a group, the Power Five will come out and say whether it's the season's going to be delayed, we're going to start in January, we're going to do conference only, this is how many games we're playing. Whatever format they come up with, they will announce it as a group. It won't be the Big Ten's going to play 9, the SEC's going to play 8, the Big 12's going to play 9. They'll all play the same number of games.
Wow. It's just another sobering thing to think about because, Brett, I mean, here we are talking about job losses, American lives being lost, and a lot of people getting sick from this COVID-19, and we haven't had sports to kind of distract us from it, and everybody's doing their part in trying to watch some sort of sports replay or of some kind. But to think about that and think about the impact that this virus has already had on the sporting world, and again, it sounds insensitive, but it's the reality of and what it could have on sports going forward is mind blowing. And I think a lot of us would have never thought this when the outbreak started happening in this country in January and February. We wouldn't have
100%
have this kind of.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You're dead on.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm the one that's on record, and I don't have any problem admitting when I had a bad take and it was wrong, and my take was when this is right around March 11th when the NCAA decided to cancel the College World Series, and I'm thinking to myself, man, that's in late June. Like, why are they doing that? But now here we are. And it is the first week of April. It's looking more and more like the right decision.
I agree with you. I thought the same exact thing. I'm like, why in the world are they? Because we didn't know what we didn't know. And now, you know, you look and see, you know, again, this has nothing to do with anybody not wanting to play. It just has to do with these athletic directors, these university presidents, these commissioners. They don't have any control over this. It's going to be determined by government officials, health officials, you know, society as a whole, whatever it is, to tell us when it's safe to resume at least as close to we can our normal lives. And you're right. It's going to impact a lot of people are going to lose jobs. A lot of coaches, well, they're coaching Olympic sports or will not have a sport to coach. I think you could see some group of five football programs that fold or move to the FCS. I mean, obviously LSU's in a great position if they go conference only. Certainly you hate to lose that home game against Texas, but think about the home games against Texas, San Antonio, and Rice. Without those paydays, how are those schools going to survive? I don't know if they can. Nicholls State, how crushing would that be for them to lose that game? So you're right. This thing, I never would have thought back in early March that we'd be at this point. And I was with you. I thought, why in the world are they canceling the College World Series? It's in June. We're going to be fine. It's a week. We'll be good. Everybody will be okay. So certainly we're learning a lot more about this. And that's why I think it's a 90% chance we don't play this fall. And I'm just hopeful we get this in the spring somehow.
I'm with you. I hope you're wrong, but it's looking more and more likely. It's looking more and more likely that you're going to be right, and it gives me at least some hope that when you say not in the fall but the spring, at least we're going to have. It sounds like we're going to have some sort of football. That's certainly some positivity, I should say. I want to ask you this, Brett, and I'm just kind of going off the cuff here. I've done this with a lot of people. What have you done? You got to be a sports junkie. You wouldn't be covering sports. You wouldn't be covering college football if you didn't love all sports in general. What have you done to kind of entertain yourself and fulfill your sports fix, if that makes sense?
Boy, this is like a fastball right down the middle. Are you familiar with the Netflix series Tiger King?
Am I familiar? I'm addicted to it.
Okay. Hold up. Put on your seatbelt. I live in Tampa, Florida.
Oh, wow.
I live 5 miles from Big Cat Rescue.
Oh, wow.
I've been on the jogging trail where they wanted to shoot her. When I've been jogging recently, I look up in the trees to make sure nobody's up there with the rifle. I know everyone listening here, I don't have to tell you who Booger McFarland is. He lives in Tampa. I worked with him at ESPN. He's a great friend of mine. I love Booger. I texted him the other day. I said, dude, get one of your LSU shirts. I've got an LSU shirt. We're going down. We're going to take a picture in front of the Big Cat Rescue sign, and we're going to tweet out, here are the Tiger Kings in front of Big Cat Rescue. We have not done that yet. So, yeah, I binged on Tiger King, watching a lot of Netflix. The good news, I don't know what it's like there. Hopefully it's nice. But, you know, obviously in Tampa, we've been fortunate. We've got a lot of nice weather. So you can get outside. You can go for a run. You can ride your bike. You're not cooped in your house all the time. So I try to get outside a little bit as much as possible. But, yeah, I'm jonesing for sport. I watched the Rose Bowl last night, you know, USC Texas. I watched the replay of that game and tweeted when Pete Carroll went for it on 4th and 2 with Lindell White. I said, hey, don't worry. He'll never make this bad of a decision ever again with the game on the line, which a lot of Seahawks fans didn't like. But, yeah, I'm jonesing too. I want sports bad.
Yeah, you know, something we're doing down here, Brett, to kind of – we're all looking for the possibility of some sign of normalcy. Just even if it's fleeting for a couple of moments, we're re-airing the September 25th, 2006 Monday Night Football game between the Saints and the Falcons. We're a flagship station of the Saints, so we're going to re-air that broadcast. And we're going to have a pregame show leading up to it with me and Bobby Hebert. And we're trying to just for – if it's for 6 to 7 hours, if we can provide what normal might look like or sound like, that's what we're trying to do. So – we're looking forward
to that. That's a great idea. I've seen a lot of people do things like that. And, you know, the key is get the fans engaged, get them on Twitter tweeting live during the game, you know, like they're watching it. That's a great experience. It's a great idea. And yeah, that's a lot of the networks are showing a lot of these games. I wish they'd go a little further back and show games from like the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see LeBron play 3 years ago. I want to see Bird Magic. I grew up a Dallas Cowboy fan, so you can hate me for that. I want to see Roger Staubach play the Redskins and the Mean Joe Green. And I want to see those games. That's what I want to see. I don't want to see the stuff I've seen 100 times already on SportsCenter.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I'm doing all that. I've watched, and Brett, I don't mean to keep you, but I've watched almost every, you know, NFL Network does the Football Life, almost every one they've produced. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Just about every single one of them I've watched it. And I think the best one was the one on Brett Favre. It was a really, really good one. Really good one. Brett McMurphy, College Football Insider with the Stadium Network. Brett, thank you so much for your thoughts and your time. Certainly, I was originally rolling my eyes at the 90% there would be no college football season at all note that I had in front of me. But now that I've had you explain it, I heard your explanation, it makes a lot more sense. Thanks, Brett.
You got it. Take care. Be safe.
Same to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.